Our unsettled and wet weather pattern continues to the early part of this work week, coming off a wet weekend, though not a washout. Some areas seen several inches of rain. Baker and southwestern Duval, northwestern Clay, northeast Duval, and on up into eastern Nassau County were some of the hardest hit areas with multiple reports of inches of rain. Now, St. John's County, at least the northern part of St. John's County, was one of the areas that didn't get so much rain compared to some other spots, but everybody getting at least some at one time or another. And it did, as expected, also keep the temperatures somewhat in check. We only had highs in the mid to upper 80s, which for this time of year, again, despite high humidity, is at least better than it typically could be. Of course, and our average high is now in the lower 90s. So today, we'll start out with some clouds and then a brief period of sun, and then the clouds increase along with midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms. In particular, there could be a scattered shower or storm, especially west and southwest of Jacksonville in the morning hours, but most of the activity midday through the afternoon with some heavy downpours, generally moving from southwest to northeast as weak low pressure near the Gulf Coast heads northeast bound into Georgia tomorrow. The showers and thunderstorms are going to continue and will be heavy at times. That low pressure area moves off the coast of the Carolinas about Monday night into Tuesday. And at that point, there is some chance for some tropical development, but it's also by then to the north of Jacksonville. And any direct impacts will not be occurring here locally. They'll be off to the north of Jacksonville. But that'll be a system to watch as the temperatures start to heat up here again later in the week because the storms become a little more scattered by Thursday and Friday. So we get back up to between 90 and 95, or in other words, about where we ought to be for this time of year. We, in the tropics, do have had a tropical depression number 5 develop fairly quickly over the central Atlantic on Saturday. Not much of a system, quite honestly. Weak and moving rapidly to the northeast. Sideswipe Bermuda with some heavy rain Saturday night and early Sunday. It'll continue out over the open North Atlantic, dissipating soon. Then we'll track that area of low pressure that's going to move north and west of Jacksonville the next day or so, and then off the coast of the Carolinas early or during the day on Tuesday night, and some potential for tropical development. But again, that stays north of Jacksonville. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com, ActionNewsJax.com, and the First Alert Weather app. With all your weather all the time, have a good week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.